Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. My name is Jonathan. Do fears keep you up at night or follow you through the day? Maybe you fear that you won't have enough money to make it this month, or you worry about a relationship that is troubled. Maybe you fear that your sins are too great and God can't forgive you. Close your eyes, if you can, and take a few deep breaths, readying yourself to hear truth about God's protection over you. The prophet Zephaniah warned God's people that a day of judgment would come for them. Even so, he said, they didn't need to be afraid, not of evil, not of enemies, and not of God's judgment. They didn't need to fear, because God had saved them and forgiven them. The Lord God is in your midst, Zephaniah said, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by His love. He will exult over you with loud singing. Today, give your fears over to God. He quiets your fear with His love. He sings over you like a mother sings over her baby. You are secure in His arms. Sit in silence and listen to His voice. Sink into the safety of God's loving arms. Listen for God singing over you. Relax, readying your heart to meditate on God's powerful love. Pray with me. God, thank you for soothing my fears with your love. Thank you that because of Jesus, you have forgiven me and called me your child. You are here in my midst right now. I have nothing to fear. Today, help me to rest in the safety of your love and to reject fear. Let me hear you sing over me and rejoice. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let's take a moment to release fear from your mind and body. Try opening your hands, or if you're adventuresome, try shaking your hands, as if you're shaking off any fears or worries clinging to you. Then, breathe in God's love for you. Slowly, deeply. And exhale your fears. Slowly, continue to breathe in God's love. And then breathe out your fear. As you rest in this safe place of love and security, search your heart. Are there any sins you need to confess to God? Any fears you're holding tightly to rather than choosing to trust God? Take a moment and confess it all to God. You can be confident that you are forgiven. Despite what you've done or left undone, God's love for you is unchanged. You are the beloved child of God. You can live free from fear and worry, and you are forgiven of all sin. Listen closely to Zephaniah 3:17 from the English Standard Version. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. How is God speaking to you in this verse? Hold the word or phrase you heard in your heart and listen for the voice of the Spirit. Ask the Spirit to illumine God's word to you. Perhaps there's one particular situation or one particular sin that you feel you need saving from today. One area in which you want God to be a mighty one who will save. What might it look like for God to bring salvation to you in that area? Listen again to Zephaniah 3:17, this time from the Living Bible. For the Lord your God has arrived to live among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will give you victory. He will rejoice over you with great gladness. He will love you and not accuse you. Is that a joyous choir I hear? No, it's the Lord Himself exulting over you in happy song. When God moves into your neighborhood, fears have to move out. Fears lose their power when God is present. Joyous songs drive fears straight out of town. What fears are leaving your life as you choose to trust in God's power and love? Perhaps, when you imagine God moving in next door, you worry. He'll see everything. He'll know your secrets. He'll judge you. But God already knows your secrets, and He still loves you. How does the freedom of living in God's love, rather than fear of judgment, change the way you live? Take a moment and ask God to help you live free from fear. Try praying like this. God, I believe that you love me. I choose to reject fear. Listen to Zephaniah 3:17 from the Amplified Bible. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who saves. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will be quiet in his love, making no mention of your past sins. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. Imagine being a baby who wakes at midnight and knows only that they are alone and it's dark, or maybe they're hungry or uncomfortable. You cry because you don't know any other way to respond. If you've had moments like this, it's okay. You can cry out to God now. But babies aren't alone for long. Their mother or father comes and comforts them. All their needs are met. Envision God as your father, coming to care for you in the dark. Every time you feel alone or scared, you cry out to God, and he comes to you. How hard is it for you to trust God in the dark? See God as your parent. He always comes to you and waits by your side. He keeps quieting you with his love. God sings over you. Even when you're grown, God continues to be with you when you're afraid. God, thank you for your patient presence, your constant willingness to calm my fears with your love. Thank you that because of Jesus, you've forgiven me, called me your child. Today, help me to choose to believe in your love and to reject fear. You can do more than I can ask or imagine because your power is at work in me. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Rest in this quiet, safe place for as long as you like, savoring the feeling of God comforting you and holding you close. As you go, ask God to help you to reject fear throughout the day and to continually choose to trust him instead. And may you experience the peace of Christ. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.